This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. This is the podcast where I am reading the dictionary and commenting on it. The first word is bridgehead. All one word. Noun from 1812. 1A. A fortification protecting the end of a bridge nearest an enemy. 1B. An area around the end of a bridge. Could also, I guess you could say bridge tail, right? Why not bridgehead, bridge tail? But which one is the beginning? We'll never know. 2. An advanced position seized in hostile territory. I don't know the etymology of that one. Next is bridge loan. 2 words, noun from 1975. A short-term loan used to finance an enterprise, investment, or government spending the receipt of other funds. I'm guessing the word bridge is used just like at the end of the last episode. You know, it's something to connect to other things. You know, you're bridging your ability, from not having a loan to having money to be able to pay it off. I don't know. I'm making this up at the top of my head. Next is bridge work. 1 word, noun from 1883. And it just says dental bridges. The definition for that one, let's see, where was it? The partial denture anchored to adjacent teeth. I don't have dentures. I don't have a bridge, so I'm not entirely sure what this is. I don't think I want to post a picture of this one because some of you might be grossed out. You know, I think it's just a thing to, I don't know, keep the teeth in place, connect the two. But yeah, sometimes people say, I got some bridge work. Next is bridle. B-R-I-D-L-E. It is the first form noun from before the 12th century. 1. The headgear with which a horse is governed and which carries a bit and reins. I think we talked about, oh yes, for bit. I think we talked about that. 2. A length of line or cable attached to two parts of something to spread the force of a pull, especially rigging on a kite for attaching line. They call that the bridle. 3 is the synonyms are curb and restraint, as in set a bridle on his power. Still don't know what that means. This is from Middle English bridle, from Old English bridle, akin to the Old English bregdan, which means to move quickly. And there's more at the word braid. Still doesn't really make sense. I mean, why, how does to move quickly connect to the thing that you put on a horse? I'm not entirely sure about that one. If any horse experts out there, let me know. Now we have the second form of bridle. It is a verb from before the 12th century. First is transitive. 1. To put a bridle on. 2. To restrain, check, or control with or as if with a bridle, as in bridle your tongue. Keep it controlled. Intransitive definition says to show hostility or, oh, you know what? I just made a connection in my head. The thing about the horse, it's not about moving quickly. I mean, maybe it is somewhere, but it's more about the word restraint, which was in the number three. And I say that because it's going to come up again. So the intransitive definition for the verb of bridle says to show hostility or resentment as to an affront to one's pride or dignity, especially by drawing back the head and chin. And then here we have a synonym for the whole thing is the word restrain. So yes, control it, restrain. And we saw restrain before. That's bridling. Next is bridle path. Two words, noun from 1811, a trail suitable for horseback riding. Seems odd that, wouldn't you just call it a horse path? Why is it a bridle path? Why do you have to use the word bridle to denote that? Next is brie, capital B-R-I-E, noun from 1835, a soft surface ripened cheese with a whitish rind and pale yellow interior, which I think that interior is often soft. Some people bake brie. This is from a district in France named Brie, so some smart person made it there, probably. Lord of the Rings, there is a town called Brie, but I think they spell it B-R-E-E. I wonder why he chose that name. Maybe he liked the district in France named Brie, and so he said, I'm going to use that, but I'm going to change it a little bit. Next is brief. First form, adjective, from the 14th century. One, short in duration, extent, or length. As in, this podcast is not brief. But sometimes the episodes are. 2a, synonym is concise. 2b, synonyms are curt, C-U-R-T, and abrupt. Briefness is a noun. And this is from Middle English, bref or brief, from Anglo-French, bref or brief, from Latin, brevis, which is akin to the Old High German, murg, M-U-R-G, which means short, and from Greek, brachis. Not sure how murg got in there, but it does mean something similar, so I guess that makes sense. Next is the second form of brief. It is a noun from the 14th century. 1a, an official letter or mandate, especially a papal letter, less formal than a bull. A bull? Is a bull letter a thing? I guess we'll learn that soon, maybe. 1b, a specific instruction or responsibility, as in, his brief was to strengthen the army. He got an official letter or mandate that told him to strengthen the army. Number 2a, a concise article. 2b, synonyms are synopsis and summary. 2c, a concise statement of a client's case made out for the, made out for the instruction of counsel in a trial at law. Number 3, an outline of an argument, especially a formal outline, especially in law, that sets forth the main contentions with supporting statements or evidence. Number 4 is plural. Short, snug pants or underpants. Briefs. I just love that comes right after this very, I'll just read the definition. The short, snug pants comes right after an outline of an argument, especially a former outline, especially in law, that sets forth the main contentions with supporting statements or evidence. They just couldn't be more different, right? In brief is a phrase which means in a few words. Briefly is also a synonym for that one. And I think that's good for that. And now we have the last word, which is, again, brief. It is the third form, B-R-I-E-F. This is a verb, just transitive, from the 15th century. One, to make an abstract or abridgment of. So you're making something shorter. 2A, to give final precise instructions to. 2B, to coach thoroughly in advance. I have to tell you the things. I'm briefing you. I guess that's similar to making something shorter. You're just giving them the important information. 2C, to give essential information to, like I just said. Number three, to discuss as a military operation in a briefing, as in briefed the mission. Again, we just gave you the shorter thing. We don't have to go through all the details. I walked here. I walked there. No, just giving you the highlights. A briefer is a noun. I feel like when I see in shows, military shows, police shows, whatever it is, they say, I got to brief you. But I feel like, depending on the situation, it sounds like it's either before the thing or it's after a thing. So you can brief somebody on what they're about to do, or you can brief somebody on what just happened. Does that make sense? Can that get a little confusing? I guess you just have to figure that out from context. So we had bridgehead, bridge loan, bridge work, bridle, bridle path, brie, and brief. Well, I think I'm going to pick brie as the word of the episode. I don't eat normal cheese. I eat vegan cheese. But when I did eat cheese, I did sort of enjoy brie. It wasn't one of the stinky cheeses, which I did not care for. But I like this one. We would often have this... I mentioned my family getting together playing bridge, and often there would be cheese and crackers, and brie was usually one of them. So maybe somebody could be playing bridge and eating brie all at the same time. You know, we would just have that as a snack. All right, that is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.